Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Everybody, Rob Weaver with Steve Stone at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight for high school girls basketball. Fort Recovery hosting the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. And just real quickly, the JV contest, it was a close one.
Yeah, the Lady Indians came away with a win in our earlier game. And again, the Lady Indians, the rest of the season, are just playing two quarters due to an injury to one of our players, so our numbers are quite small. So we only played two quarters of basketball, and the Indians came away with a win. The final score was 18-16, so really close game. The big point, the person that had the biggest points was Brooke Collick. Brooke Collick came away with 7 points, and then Val Mullenkamp had 5. Aaliyah Jenkins had 4, and Lydia Wenning had 2, so that made our 18 points. And the Lady Cardinals, again, very close game, very well-played game, just ended up a couple of points behind us here. Their leading scorer was Marissa Topp. She had 5 points. And Lauren Cordania and Aaron Smith both had 4 points. And Abby Tiemann came in with 2. So the Lady Cardinals actually out-rebounded this 19-17, but we came away with the win. So good win for Jeff Vaughn and the JV team.
New Bremen comes in at 4-7 on the year. What, we are 8-0 or 9-0?
9-0.
For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Great year going for Fort Recovery.
Brian Patch put together a great team again this year. A lot of fun to watch.
Okay, it'll be Whitney Will jumping for Fort Recovery. And jumping for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. I can't see her number there. It's 44.
44 is Kayla Bergman.
Kayla's a sophomore. Here we go with the tap, and it's controlled by Fort Recovery's Whitney Will. To Grace 10, now over to Jossie Kaus. Boy, Jossie has been playing red hot lately.
Jossie's got the hot hand the last two games, that's for sure.
Grace 10 on the left to Kaya Wendell, wide open from 3, can't get it to go down, a little long. Rebound comes to New Bremen, to the Cardinals, Jane Holman. Down come the New Bremen Cardinals, of course a conference game here. Fort Recovery would love to win another one. Take another step forward to winning a MAC conference title this season.
Ball stripped away by Whit Will.
Yep. And there's a jump ball in the end. It'll go to New Bremen.
That's been the key to the Indians' success this season, is Brian has them playing such a hard-nosed defense. Really hard for teams to kind of get comfortable and get some shots off against this defense.
New Bremen in the corner on the right side. Coming out back top, that was Macy Putoff. At the free throw line, and over on the right side to Putoff again, guarded by Carly Stone. Putoff dribbles back out to the center circle. Carly knocks it away. Putoff got it back. Dribbles down in the forecourt area, out of control, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. Let's get a whistle on Kaya Wendell. Reaching in on Kaya.
First team foul for the Lady Indians.
Here we come with the inbounds pass. Over on the right side. Down inside and stolen away by Grace Tan. Nice tip away there. Right side to Whitney Will.
Nice move.
Going to the hole and lost her balance. No good. Rebound New Bremen to Amanda Brown. Over to Putoff. Putoff brings it down. She'll stop, pass back outside, and threw it away. Fort Recovery will get it over and back as Hannah Tinkman couldn't quite get to the basketball in time. Over and back call. Carly over to Grace 10. No score in the game yet here in the first quarter. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana in Union City and Bern. Ball's loose, now picked up by Fort Recovery again. Jossie Kaiser, right side it goes to Whitney Will. Back out to Grace 10, and it's going to be stolen by New Bremen, and they lay it in. Grace 10 made a mistake there. She should have grabbed the ball, and instead Jane Homan stuck around her and laid it in.
Yeah, she should have picked that one up. I don't know what she was thinking.
Nope. Right side it goes to Kaya Wendell. And there's travel on Josie Kaiser. And so far, Steve, a rough start for the Lady Indians, trailing 2-0 here.
Trailing 2-0 and looking a little confused out there. And I think Patch feels that as well, and he wants to take a quick timeout.
So timeout on the court. Fort Recovery trailing the New Bremen Lady Cardinals by a score of 2-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and lower your overall costs. Our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff can help you find smart ways to save. Just bring your prescriptions to any Kalp Pharmacy location or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver along with Steve Stone. It's high school girls basketball tonight, Fort Recovery and New Bremen. So far, New Bremen with the advantage, leading 2-0. Here's Putoff with the basketball, goes to the right side, dumps it off, now down low. And jump ball is going to be called. Carly Stone able to tie up Kayla Bergman of New Bremen. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball.
Good defense again by the Indians.
Josie Kaiser comes down, and there's a ball being kicked. Audra Metzger in the game now for the Lady Indians. The ball was kicked there by Jane Homan. No Jones girl on the New Bremen team this year, the star of the team last year.
Star of the basketball team and certainly the star of the volleyball team, Paige Jones, decided not to play basketball this year.
So we have Josie Kaiser with it on the right side. That was kind of a shock to me. She was a nice player.
Yeah, she's got great hops. Good leaper, good athlete.
And there's the ball thrown out of bounds. They tried to pass to Josie Kaiser on the right, and it went out of bounds. Not sure what the miscommunication was there, but Indians off to a tough turnover start tonight. Too many turnovers.
Yep, that's for sure. The Indians are playing a little tight right now. They need to loosen it up.
Jane Homan goes over on the right side to Putoff. Putoff tries to go down low, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Whitney Will. And so it'll be New Bremen's basketball as New Bremen tried to get it to Kayla Bergman inside, and Whitney well defended her but knocked the ball out of bounds.
5:10 left here in the first quarter. 2-0 is our score.
And our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cal Pharmacy. And there's a ball stolen by Whitney Will. Nice job. New Bremen tried to pass to Jane Homan, and now they're going to call, what'd they call?
Double dribble.
Oh, boy.
On Whit.
Man.
She gathered up a loose ball, but I guess they felt like she dribbled it, and then she started up the floor. They called double dribble.
Inbounds pass, put off having trouble, just barely gets it in. Whitney Will knocks it loose. It's scrambled for, and put off has it in the corner. Now it's loose and picked up by Josie Kaiser as Kayla Bergman couldn't hang on to it.
Pretty sloppy on both ends of the floor.
It is indeed. Audra Metzger out front, triple teamed into Whitney Will, who misses the layup. Rebound, great. New Bremen.
Great pass by Audra Metzger. Great pass.
Here it is inside. Turnaround shots blocked by Whitney Will, but they say she fouled Kayla Bergman. You know, when Audra had the ball down here, they had three players around her. I was trying to figure out why are they doing that? Because Audra's really not a super threat to score.
No. She found an open Whit Will, and Whit's going to make that basket most times, but she just couldn't get that one to fall.
Kayla Bergman at the free throw line. New Bremen leads 2-0 with 4:29 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. First free throw's good, and the second one is up and good again. So Kayla Bergman hits 2 for 2. Again, she's only a sophomore, and it's 4-0. New Bremen with the lead. Fort Recovery's gone about a half a quarter here without a score. Race 10 over to Kaya Wendell on the left. Kaya passing into the wing. There's Jossie Kaiser firing, missing. And out of bounds off of Whitney Will. Boy, just nothing is going right here.
Can't get the shots to fall. We're getting some good looks. We just can't get the shots to fall.
Bringing it down is Kelly Naylor. She'll pass over on the left side to Jane Holman. Back to Naylor. Over on the right wing it goes. They're bringing him in, but they get it to Kelly Naylor again. Now she'll pass off. Right side shots, no good by Amanda Brown. Rebound, New Bremen. And underneath, shots blocked in there by Whitney Will, and Kyle Wendell comes up with the basketball.
Wow.
Foot recovery with it. Here's Grace 10 on a three. Get in there. No.
Good.
Man, 3:30 to go in the quarter here, and we have not scored. 4-0, Fort Recovery. Good defense, but, man, just no offense tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. Everybody seems to have the cold hand.
There's a foul on Carly Stone. In the beginning, we were committing a lot of turnovers. Just lately, it's just been no.
Can't get the shots.
Very cold shooting, yeah. That's number one on Carly.
3 minutes, 16 seconds left here in the first period.
Jane Holman will toss it in. Kelly Naylor. Naylor being guarded by Carly Stone. Stops. Bounce pass goes over on the right to Kayla Bergman. Bergman goes back left to Jane Holman. Holman now, free throw line. Shots fired up. No good by Hannah Tankman. And Tankman is fouled. And it's going to be, see how many shots you're going to get. They're going to say no shots, right? No shots. So they're going to say after the shot.
It was after the shot. I think they're taking it out under the basket.
That's a tough call.
Yeah,
you've seen a call both ways. We're not complaining. Taking it in here, throwing it in will be Kelly Naylor. Nope, it's going to be put off instead. Macy put off. Macy has it for New Bremen. Back out front with it. To Kelly Naylor, back to put off. Fires from the left side, no good. Rebound chased down by Whitney Will, but she lost it out of bounds. And a foul underneath. Who's that on?
I didn't see it.
It's going to be called on New Bremen.
Number 12 for New Bremen.
Hannah Tankman. It's 4-0 on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. You know, Cal Pharmacy has our Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need any type of handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at the Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy. Fort Recovery with the ball. Jossie Kaiser, good! Kaiser from just inside the free throw line, and we finally get on the scoreboard with about 2:45 to go in the first quarter. 4-2, we're only down by two. That's the amazing thing.
That is amazing to play almost a quarter.
Macy put off on the right side to Kayla Bergman. Now to Kelly Naylor, tries to drive baseline, stopped and shut off by Audra Metzger. And now the ball's loose, and it's going to be given to New Bremen. They say Carly Stone touched it last.
A lot of sloppy play on both ends, but New Bremen just seems like they can't keep a handle on that ball. But it's not hurting them any because they're only, we're down two.
Yeah, they're still ahead by two. Basically, that they can't keep doing this, we're gonna catch up with them sooner or later here.
Oh,
and there's
great,
a steal by Whitney Will.
Great play by Whit.
Whitney will bring it down and pass on the left to Carly Stone. Carly goes in the lane, passes off. Jossie Kaiser missed the shot.
Carly
rebound.
Gets a rebound. No
Carly
good.
Stone,
gets
no
a rebound
good.
Again.
No good again for Carly, but she's fouled, and she'll be at the line for two shots. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. Dr. Banna's office is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland, and several Fort Recovery graduates are on his staff. That's the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. As Carly Stone hits the first free throw, just like you taught her. One more.
She's a much better athlete than her dad, that's for sure.
Missed that one.
Whitney chases a rebound down. Great job, Whitwill.
Here's Carly Stone back on the left to Kaiser. Goes to Whitney Will behind the defense and scores.
There
Whitney
we go.
Will scores, and Fort Recovery finally gets the lead with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter.
Great
5-4.
Great ball movement by the Indians.
Yes, it was. New Bremen with the basketball. Right side it goes to Molly Smith. Smith passing to Macy Putoff on the left. Putoff dribbling, stopping. Back outside to Jane Homan. Homan will pass off to Macy Putoff. Putoff guarded by Jossie Kaiser. Back outside to Jane Homan. Homan dribbling, free throw line. On the left, there's Abby Tiemann, who came in the game. Macy Putoff with it now. Back out to Jane Homan. Homan works against Grace Ten. Tries to go off the screen, goes back the other way, goes to the hole, and missed it. Rebound, Carly Stone. Stone on the missed shot by Jane Homan. She'll come down, pass on the left to Grace Ten. Over to Audra Metzger, right side to Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser, cross-court pass to Grace Ten. Ten back to Kaiser on the right. Jossie dribbling, back outside to Audra Metzger. Metzger goes down the lane, passes to Whitney Will behind the defense, and missed the layup. Last touch by Whitney Will. Boy, just one of those nights.
One of those nights. That was good ball movement and good pass into Whit, and she just couldn't finish.
Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor again, Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and Union City, and Burn, Indiana. There's a three-point shot. Good by Abby Tiemann. That's her first basket. And that puts New Bremen in the lead, 7-5, with only 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And there's a jump ball called, and it goes to New Bremen. Rough start for Fort Recovery tonight. I have not seen them look this poor, really, to be quite honest about it.
No, this is one of the poorest quarters they've played so far this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. Left side, here's a drive, and we're down to 4 seconds. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to New Bremen. Carly Stone knocked it out.
I'm sure Patch will have a lot to say about this when he gets the girls over there on the sidelines.
Abby Tiemann will toss it in here for New Bremen. Back out to center circle to Jane Homan. She'll fire it up, and just missed it. Guarded by Jossie Kaiser. But the Indians trail after one on the Calp Pharmacy scoreboard, 7-5. New Bremen in the lead. We'll be back in a moment with the quarter number two coming up right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Folks, it has been a long, cold, snowy, trying winter for all of us. But it is these adversities that make us who we are. And we at Cooper Farms would like to thank those who did the extra efforts, such as cleaning a neighbor's sidewalk, checking an elderly neighbor, helping a stranger jump his car, etc., etc. These are all things that help make our community a great place to live, even in the winter. Cooper Farms of Fort Recovery is proud to be part of a community that cares and want to say thank you again. Remember, also, spring is coming.
Here we go with the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the South Edge. Fort Recovery.
Quite a lineup change for the Indians. We've got three freshmen in there with Brooke Collig.
And here's Collig firing a shot up from the right side. It's partially blocked, and New Bremen comes down with it.
Val Mollenkamp and Olivia Patch.
Wow. Coach Patch making a statement here. Not happy with some of his starters. Here's Jane Homan, top of the key. Bingo, three-point shot. And it's 10-5. New Bremen leads by 5 in this K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Here is a shot by Val Mollenkamp. It's no good. No, that's Olivia Patch. No good, and we've got a foul called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Who was that on?
That was on Brooke College.
New Bremen will bring it up. They lead 10-5 here in the second quarter. Quite a surprise tonight.
Oh, that's for sure. What a surprise.
Right side, Amanda Brown in the corner, tries to feed inside, and there's a foul called on Jossie Kaiser. As she reached around Kayla Bergman to try to knock the ball away. So Kaiser picks up personal foul for her, number one. There's a shot from the left. It's no good. Bounced around. Picked up by a colleague. She'll come down.
Coast to
and
coast.
Good. The freshman, Brooke Colleague, scores on the layup. That cuts the lead to 10-7. There's a foul called on Carly Stone. You say Carly reached in on Kelly Naylor. And some perspiration on the floor. That'll give me an opportunity to remind you, for all of your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment, see your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. New Bremen with the basketball. Out front is Abby Tiemann. Tiemann will pass over on the left to Kelly Naylor. Naylor dribbling the ball to the right side. Gives over to Jane Holman, and Holman lost out of bounds. Nobody touched it for Fort Recovery. Just yep. Holman lost the handle on
Looks
it.
Looks like she dribbled it right off her foot, out of bounds. Indians heading the right direction here with the ball.
Carly Stone will pass over on the right side to Brooke Colleague. Colleague still with it, passing back to Carly on the left.
I'm not sure I agree with this lineup. I think we need Witt in there.
There's a right side shot by Kaiser, no good. Rebound Val Mollenkamp, back up, no good. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be touched by New Bremen. Again, Fort Recovery has Val Mollenkamp, Brooke Colleague, Jossie Kaiser,
Olivia Patch,
and Carly Stone in there. Carly's going to toss it in outside to Jossie Kaiser. Jossie's had an off night tonight. Only 2 points. Here's a shot by Jossie. Good! There you go. Kaiser makes it a one-point game, 10-9. Fort Recovery trails by one here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
5:50 here in the second quarter.
Bringing the ball back out top is Abby Tiemann. Macy put off with it now. Fort Recovery in his own defense here. On the left to Kelly Naylor. Naylor bounces inside to Kayla Bergman. Now back outside to put off. Right side, back to put off. Put off drives in the lane, fires and misses. Rebound knocked away by Jossie Kaiser out of the hands of Kayla Bergman. And Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. It's a beautiful block.
That was a great block.
Right side to Jossie Kaiser. Back out it goes. Brooke calling to Kaiser. New Bremen in their zone defense here. And there's a ball being kicked by Jane Holman. It'll be given to the Indians out of bounds. You know, service is a very important part of the name of K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They provide outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment. See them for all of your service needs at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. Brooke Colleague with the basketball back out front. Right side to Jossie Kaiser, left at Grace 10. Grace dribbling, stopping, passing back to Kaiser. Kaiser comes in, stops in the lane. Nowhere to go, dumps it back outside to 10. 10 fires a three, good. Grace 10 connects on a three-pointer, and that puts the Indians ahead 12-10.
4 minutes and 30 seconds left here, and the Indians finally go up by 2 points in the K&L Tractor's second quarter.
Jane Holman on the left. It's our second lead of the game. And there's a ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery's Brooke Colleague. Fort Recovery's next game will be next, I don't think we play Saturday, do we?
Do not play Saturday. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday against South Adams. That'll be a good test. They're a pretty good team. New Bremen with the basketball. Right side, there's Kelly Naylor firing a three. It's no good. Rebound, bodies all over the place. New Bremen comes up with it. Back to Naylor, fires again. No good again. Rebound, Grace 10 to Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser racing down the far side, and they're going to call her for turning the ball over. Oh. Turning the ball over. I hate that rule.
Well, it's hard to see from where we're at, but I guess he was right on top of it, and that was the call.
Yeah, I sure didn't see it. Here's Macy Putoff bringing it down. She's only a freshman, by the way, this Putoff girl. Nice-looking ball player. New Bremen's Jane Holman with it. Back outside it goes. Here is Hannah Tinkman, who came back in the game a moment ago. Back to Putoff, and Putoff collides with Whitney Will, and Whitney's called for the foul. Whitney coming back in a moment ago. Brooke College stayed in the game, but Val Mullenkamp went out.
Seventh team foul for the Indians, so that's going to put New Bremen on the line for a 1-1.
Whitney Will with her second foul of the evening. Free throw is no good by Putoff. Rebound. Must be New Bremen's ball. Olivia Patch tried to catch up with it, but couldn't in time. And it'll be New Bremen's basketball underneath their own hoop here as New Bremen trails Fort Recovery 12-10. Olivia Patch leaves the lineup, and Val Mullenkamp comes back in. Here's Jane Holman with it. Back outside it goes to Molly Smith, and Molly threw it away.
Errant pass there, out of bounds. We'll take it. Ball turned over to the Indians.
12-10, and Lady Indians still lead by two with the ball. Brooke Collig with it. She'll stop. Looks to pass off. Goes over to Grace 10 on the left. Grace dribbling. Now goes to the wing. Inside to Whitney Will. And it's knocked away by New Bremen. It'll be Fort Recovery's ball out of bounds underneath their own hoop.
We got a two-point lead, but we're certainly still not playing very well.
It's been a struggle, that's for sure. Here we go with the inbounds pass to Jossie Kaiser. It'll get better. This team's too good for it not to. Brooke Collig with it out front. Stopping, passing on the left to Kaiser. Kaiser guarded closely by Macy Putoff. Back outside to Brooke Collig for Fort Recovery. Grace 10, top of the key. Thinks about shooting, but doesn't. Hands off to Brooke Collig, now to Whitney Will. Whitney on the right to Collig. Collig goes over here to Grace 10, open from three and missed it. Rebound, jump ball. And it goes to the New Bremen Lady Cardinals.
Good hustle, nice open shot by Grace 10. Little strong hit off the back of the rim. Still good hustle.
You know, snow is coming sooner or later. They've got those Simplicity snow throwers on sale now at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Make sure you're ready for the big snow with a snow blower by Simplicity from K&L Tractor Sales. Shot from the right side, three-pointer good. It was Macy Putoff connecting the freshman. And that puts New Bremen in the lead, 13-12. That's the third lead change of the game so far here in the first half.
Yeah, the New Bremen Cardinals, our Lady Cardinals, are playing really well. They're not.
And there's a jump ball, and it goes to Fort Recovery this time.
They're not giving up. They're playing really well.
Real scrappy. And it's been one of those games where Fort Recovery just hasn't put things together here yet.
Nope, not yet.
But we're hanging in there. Here's Val Mullenkamp in the lane, turns, fires, and misses, in and out. And now a foul is called on New Bremen on the rebound. They call Kelly Naylor with that personal foul. That's her second personal foul. And so Jossie will toss it in here. Inbounds play goes to Val Mullenkamp. On the left to Jossie Kaiser in the corner. Back out to Grace 10. 10 circles around. Hands off to Val Mullenkamp. Back to Brooke Collig. Collig top of the key. Right side to Grace 10. 10 lobs it down low, but it's thrown away, and they say New Bremen touched it last.
Just can't get anything working right, I don't think, on that offense. It just looks like everything's coming really hard.
Yeah, timing's just a little off, and New Bremen's just making us work really hard to get any kind of an open shot. Jossie Kaiser will toss it in. Whitney Will has it. She'll go down the lane. Lost the dribble. Picks it up. No good. Rebound. Grace 10. No, that, yes, that is, yeah, Grace 10, and she scores.
Wow, that was sloppy, but I'll take the 2 points.
Grace 10 puts us back in the lead. That's the fourth lead change, 14-13. Fort Recovery up by one here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. On the left side, Macy Putoff. She'll dribble back on the right. Jane Holman with it. She circles around, tries to drive in, now dumps it off. Shots fired up and no good. Rebound, New Bremen. Macy Putoff, she missed it, and she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line. For those fantastic New Holland tractors, you know where to go. That's your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Macy Putoff at the free throw line puts it up and no good. Macy on the night has 3 points. That was on a three-point shot.
1 minute, 16 seconds left here in the second period, and the Indians are up by 1 point, 14-13.
Next free throw is up and good this time, and we have a tie game.
Tie game, 14-14.
Macy Putoff ties it up, gets her 4th point of the night, and Fort Recovery will bring it up with a minute 12 to go in the second quarter. Jossie Kaiser, right side it goes to Brooke Colley. Colley way outside. New Bremen has their defense extended way out. You would think we could find some openings inside with this
you
kind of a defense.
You sure would, and it's exactly what I was thinking. As far out as they're playing, we should have something underneath.
Kaiser on a three, missed it. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp, and she's fouled. So Val will go to the free throw line with 2 shots, I think. I think she was in the act of shooting.
Nope, they're going to call.
Oh, my.
Not in the act of shooting, so the ball's. That's only their 4th team foul, so.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds under our basket.
47 seconds left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Tie game, 14-14. Really low-scoring game. Yeah. Right side, Jossie Kaiser. Around the horn. Colley. On the left, it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Back to Colley. To Grace 10. 10 to Colley. Brooke will come around. Hand off to Kaiser. Kaiser to Val Mollenkamp on the left. Back out to Grace 10. Now Brooke calling. Down to 25 seconds.
Pat's right. Just told him to take the last shot.
Jossie Kaiser with it.
15 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Macy Putoff playing her really tight. And they're going to call it 5 seconds. Oh, boy. Turnover, Lady Indians. That's a tough call.
Yeah, that was. Plenty of time for the Lady Cardinals to get a shot off here with 13 seconds left here in the second period. Tie game, 14-14.
Macy Putoff brings it across the timeline on the left to Jane Holman. She'll go down low.
Good pass.
And the ball is partially blocked. Val Mollenkamp comes down with it. We have time. Oh, we threw it away. New Bremen will have a half a second. That's time to throw it up. That's about all.
I'm not going to want to read the stats, I don't think, at halftime.
Abby Thiemann will toss it in. Try to, anyway. Goes to put off, turns, fires. Oh, she almost got it. And the New Bremen Lady Cardinals and Fort Recovery in a real battle here, 14-14 at the half. Thanks again to our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for all your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Well, a tough one.
Hard to believe this is the same team, Fort Recovery, that has scored 60 points in back-to-back games. Only having 14 points here at the end of the second period. It kind of goes to show you they're not playing real well, but I don't want to take anything away from New Bremen. They're playing great defense.
Yeah, they are. That is for sure. We'll be back to give you the massive stats here in a moment at halftime, right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we believe a strong community is built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. Last year, Second National Bank bankers supported 288 local organizations like youth programs, community groups, school events, health organizations, nature centers, and more. It's an honor to be a part of the good things happening in towns where we live and work, like Fort Recovery. Second National Bank, inviting you to join us this year and find new ways to support your community, too. Second National Bank, a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at any Kalp Pharmacy location today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and the points are hard to come by tonight as we have a 14-14 tie at the end of the first half of play. We've had four lead changes in the game, but nobody's on top at halftime. We're all tied up. Here's Steve Stone with a look at the halftime stats.
For the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, Jane Homan is leading things as far as the points go. She's got 5 points, and Macy Putoff has got 4, and Abby Tiemann has got 3. Kayla Bergman's got 2. So that's the 14 points for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, and they're shooting a blistering 25% field goal. So, and had 9 turnovers. The Indians obviously doing about the same. They've got 14 points. Our leading scorer is Grace Tin. She's got 5. And then Jossie Kaiser's got 4. Whit Will has got just 2 points. And Brooke Collig's got 2. And Carly Stone just comes in with 1 point. That's our 14. We're shooting about 32% with 9 turnovers. So it's just not been a real outstanding first half of play for either team. The Lady Cardinals are shooting 33% from the behind the three-point line. They're 3 of 9, and the Indians are just 1 of 5 for 20%. So I hope Patch gets things straightened out at halftime so the Indians come out and start playing well to start this second half of play here at Fortsite Fieldhouse.
Looks like rebounding was fairly even.
Yeah, the rebounding ended up being pretty close there. New Bremen had 9, and we had a total of 12 rebounds, so relatively close there. Again, from a scoring standpoint, neither team really got things going offensively. They both looked very tentative, very sloppy, and nothing was going well on the offensive side of the ball for either team.
New Bremen led 7-5 at the first quarter. At halftime, we're tied at 14-14 as Fort Recovery did get 9 points in that second quarter. Better than the first quarter, but only 14 at the half.
Yep, and it wasn't, 2 games ago at the end of the first half, Jossie Kaiser had 17 points when we played St. Mary's. Tonight she's just got 4 points. And Whit Will, that's just every game this season has just been absolutely outstanding underneath in the paint, shooting, getting baskets, and then also it always seems like she gets fouled, still has enough muscle and moxie to get that ball in the hoop and then gets the extra free throw after that. She's only got 2 points at half, and so this has certainly been her night where she's just probably been about as quiet and really not had much of an effect on the overall game like she normally does.
Whitney Will, 1 of 5 in shooting in the first half, and Jossie Kaiser only 2 of 6. So you're 2 of your stars there, only 3 of 11 in shooting in the first half.
Very cold, I guess you could say. But nobody's got the hot hand for the Indians right now, that's for sure. Gracie Tin came in and made a quick three. And just when you thought they were going to kind of get things rolling, there might have been a turnover or something, and it just couldn't get the momentum going.
Well, we'll be back and tell you about the Fort Recovery win in the JV contest. We did win that one tonight, and we'll do that right after this. Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Young, Meat Manager, Wayne IGA Fort Recovery, Ohio. The time is here and meat bundles have arrived. Check out all we have to offer in our fresh meat department. We offer an amazing savings on beef, pork, chicken, and mix and match bundle packs. If you're looking to save some money, our bundles are over 30 pounds of meat with a savings of over $30. This is definitely the way to go. You can't go wrong. So come on in and give us a call at 419-375-2865 to place your order today. Hope to see you here. And as always, thanks for shopping Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simplicity snow throwers can handle anything winter can dish out, and K&L Tractor has them on sale. Tough and powerful, they carry the quality and craftsmanship that is synonymous with simplicity. It is no better time to buy. With prices starting as low as $449 and special financing available, you'll be ready to take on whatever winter has to bring. Simplicity snow throwers, now on sale, K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver, Steve Stone back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Eric Catterly is our studio producer back in Portland, keeping us on the air there. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And Mr. Neil Spencer, our engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I will remind you that the boys play at New Bremen tomorrow. We originally were going to do that on the radio, and we are not able to do that tomorrow night. So you will be able to hear the game tomorrow night on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery at New Bremen. In boys basketball. Saturday night is the Hall of Fame induction night as Fort Recovery will host Franklin Monroe in boys basketball. We might be able to do that game and we might not. But if we can't do that game, it'll still be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Okay, JV game.
JV game, the Fort Recovery Indians came away with a win, 18-16, so it was a very close game. And the Lady Cardinals, Lauren Cordonier had 4 points for the Lady Cardinals, and Marissa Topp had 5, Aaron Smith had 4. Abby Tiemann had 2, and Hannah Kramer had 1, so that was 16 points for the Lady Cardinals. The Indians, again, came away with the win, and the leading scorer for the Indians was Brooke Collig with 7 points. And then we've got Val Mullenkamp had 5, Aaliyah Jenkins had 4, and Lydia Wenning with 2 points. And so that was our 18 points for the Indians, and they came away, again, just the JVs are playing 2 quarters basketball because of the lack of numbers that we have here, and so they came away with the win, hard-fought win there, and back here to the varsity game. We've got a couple minutes left here before the start of the second or the third quarter, and again, just a tie score, 14-14, very low-scoring game.
Yep, again, 4 lead changes in the first half, and Fort Recovery didn't even score a point until about 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. So, I mean, it was a slow start for the Lady Indian offense, that's for sure.
Yeah, they only had 5 points in the whole first half of play, the Indians, and then came up with just a total of 9 in the second quarter. So, again, total of 14, just... got to get things going here in the second half, that's for sure. I'm sure Patch had a long talk with them, and hopefully they'll come out and play like we're certainly like they're capable of playing and like we've seen them play a lot of games this year.
It'll be interesting. I'm sure they had a serious talk at halftime. We'll be back with the second half in just a moment.
The question on everyone's mind is, why did Peter Piper pick a pack of pickled peppers when he was clearly told to bring the turkey to the party. We may never know, but we do know a party with pickled peppers and no turkey is just not the same. So the next time you're throwing a party, invite Peter Piper for his pickled peppers and do not forget the turkey. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, the Gals getting some last-second advice from their coach, Brian Patch. And the coach, by the way, of the New Bremen Lady Cardinals is Chris Burden. One of his assistants is Leanne Topp. Leanne was the volleyball coach for New Bremen. They had an outstanding volleyball team this year.
Oh, boy, they sure did.
New Bremen gets the ball in play.
Got the same starters out there for Fort Recovery we started the game with. Grace 10, Whitwill. Nice play.
Behind the defense, cut by Macy Putoff. The pass came from Kayla Bergman, and it's 2 points for New Bremen to start the half. And Fort Recovery just threw it away.
Turnover, Grace 10 heading back the other way with the Lady Cardinals with the ball.
Macy Putoff on the left side to Hannah Tinkman. Out front to Jane Holman. Holman drives in, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Grace 10 for Fort Recovery. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Grace 10, 10-footer. Got it. Oh, no, it rolled out of there. Can you believe that? Grace 10 gets knocked down. No call. Kaya Wendell comes up with the basketball. Here's Carly Stone with it. Now she gets tied up. Coach Brian Patch can't believe it.
Wow. I've never seen a ball go around the rim more times than that one that Grace 10 just shot, and it didn't fall in.
Unbelievable. Inbounds pass for Fort Recovery to Whitney Will. Kaya Wendell back to Will on the left. Oh, she double dribbled. They didn't call it. Outside to Grace 10. 10 works her way to the left, stops. Back outside to Carly Stone. Stone, free throw line, feeds underneath the Will.
Nice.
Easy one.
Nice.
Carly Stone with the assist. Whitney Will with the layup, and that ties it up, 16-16. Here's Macy Putoff coming down, stopping, passing back to Jane Holman. Holman drives down the lane, pops a 10-footer. It's off the mark, no good, but goes off Fort Recovery, I believe. Nope, they say off of New Bremen. Off of Jane Holman.
Makes our score 16-16 here, tied up. 6 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the third quarter.
And our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. You're listening to WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Grace 10, right side. Carly Stone, nice move, stops, fires up, no good, and she drew the foul. Carly goes to the line for two shots.
Good move, quick feet to the basket.
This could put the Indians back in the lead, which would be the sixth lead change of the game. Had four lead changes in the first half. This is up and no good.
Off the back of the rim, no good.
There's one more, though. That would make it 17-16 if Carly can get this. It's up and good this time. She hit 1-of-2 the first time, 1-of-2 this time. 17-16, Lady Indians up by one. Another lead change. Down comes Macy Putoff with the basketball. Again, she's just only a freshman. Going to be an outstanding player for New Bremen.
Yep, she's got good hands, and we saw that three-point shot. She wasn't afraid to step up and take that.
Excellent ball handler for New Bremen.
Yeah, she just dribbled right through our press.
The ball was knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery, so Macy Putoff will put it in play. Goes over on the left to Jane Holman. Fires a shot. No good. In and out. Rebound comes to Carly Stone. Carly racing down the sideline right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Stop. Passes to Grace 10. Jossie Kaiser underneath the Whitney well. She lays it in. There's your open shot inside.
Great vision by Kaiser to find Will right under the basket, and absolutely nobody there.
Carly Stone being very aggressive on defense and is called for the personal foul, and that is number
three.
Number three on Carly Stone. She will go to the bench for a while, and Aubra Metzger comes in. Metzger wears number five, Audra Metzger.
Senior for the Indians, Audra.
There's a collision. That ought to be on Jane Holman, but they're going to call Audra Metzger for it. Man.
Wow.
That's a tough call there.
She got plowed over.
She did. Out of bounds to New Bremen. It'll be Jane Holman tossing it in. Kelly Naylor gets it at the center circle. Fort Recovery leads 19-16 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Here's a lob into Jane Holman at the free throw line. Right side, there's Kelly Naylor up, no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery.
She got
and
killed.
A foul on New Bremen as Kaya Wendell got the rebound and is fouled.
Well, I'm glad they called the second one because they missed the first one. New Bremen's going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Lady Cardinals. It's Fort Recovery 19 and New Bremen 16. 5:07 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play.
This is Myla, Dairy and Frozen Manager at Wayne IDA. In our dairy section, we offer a variety of low-fat yogurts and milk substitutes, and of course, all your dairy needs. In our frozen department, we have a great selection of low-calorie meals, such as Lean Cuisine, Healthy Choice, and Amy's Choice, which is organic and gluten-free line. So, kick off the new year on a healthy note and visit us at Wayne IDA in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and lower your overall costs. Our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff can help you find smart ways to save. Just bring your prescriptions to any Kalp Pharmacy location or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, here we go as we resume action. Fort Recovery with the ball. New Bremen not pressing. Grace 10 will toss it in to Audra Metzger. Audra will bring it up across the timeline. Moves to the right side. There's a ball kicked by the New Bremen Lady Cardinals by Hannah Tinkman. T-E-N-K-M-A-N. Audra Metzger gets the inbounds pass. Passing down low, and there's a ball kicked by New Bremen.
Kicked again.
Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Jossie Kaiser will put it in play. Jossie has not been able to get into the offensive flow tonight. Grace 10 with it on the left. She'll drive to the hoop and missed it, and she drew the foul.
She'll be at the free throw line. Grace 10 shooting two.
No, for an outstanding feed program for your livestock animals, think of your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They'd also be happy to buy your corn from you. If you'd like to sell your corn, check with your friends at Cooper Farms. Grace 10 hits the free throw. That gives us, I think, our biggest lead of the game at 20-16.
4 points.
This one's good also. Rattles at home, but it went in. And it's 21-16 now. New Bremen has it stolen away by Kaya Wendell, and now she has it stolen away by Kelly Naylor of New Bremen. Now stolen back by Jossie Kaiser. Actually, somebody might have knocked that out of her hands. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Wendell snuck up behind her and knocked it loose.
And there's the ball being thrown out of bounds. They're going to give it to New Bremen. We turn it over.
Wow. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. Both ends of the floor.
So Kaya Wendell went to the bench, and I believe it was Colleague, Brooke Colleague, coming in.
Yep, freshman Brooke Colleague comes in.
Here comes Jane Homan for New Bremen. Underneath, no shot there. Passes off. Up from the left side by Tankman, no good. Rebound comes to Whitney Will, and she's fouled. I think.
Yep. They called that on New Bremen, and their coach is not happy.
Yep, he is pleading the mercy case right now. Indians leading 21-16 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard, and we get the ball. Grace Tan will bring it up across the timeline. Works the left side. Again, New Bremen staying in their zone defense. There's Whitney Will, free throw line, down low to Jossie Kaiser. Fires a five-footer, doesn't go. Rebound, Whitney Will. Whitney keeps the offense alive.
Good hustle by Whit Will.
Yep. Left side, Audra Metzger back out to Grace Tan. To Metzger on the left corner. Drives the baseline, and they say it went off of
New Bremen. Yep. Jossie Kaiser will trickle the ball in underneath our basket.
Slaps the ball. Here we go with the inbounds play. Having trouble. Goes back deep to Grace Tan. Top of the key. Three-pointers off the mark.
Off the mark.
Rebound comes to Kelly Naylor for New Bremen. She races down and now stops. Passes back to Jane Homan. Back to Naylor. Naylor left side shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Whitney Will. That was knocked to her by Brooke Colleague. Will goes inside, misses the layup. Comes out deep to Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser fires from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound Grace Tan. Back out to Whitney Will. Will down the lane, and a charge is on Whitney Will.
Oh, my goodness.
That is number three on Whitney.
Yep, I think that's three on Whitney. Carly's sitting on the bench with three. 3 minutes and 17 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians leading by five.
21-16. Only 2 points allowed to New Bremen so far here in the third quarter, and that was the very first basket of the quarter. And stolen away by Whitney Will as they tried to pass down low to Kayla Bergman, and Whitney grabbed it out of the sky. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Brooke Colleague on the left side to Grace Tan. Tan comes in, and it's kicked. Grace tried to pass between a couple of the Lady Cardinals, and they were able to get their foot on the ball.
They must be soccer players because they kicked the ball an awful lot there for those girls from New Bremen.
They have been. Jossie Kaiser will take a rest. Carly Stone comes back in. So it's Grace Tan, Carly Stone. Also, Brooke Colleague, Whitney Will, and Kaya Wendell.
Kaya's been really quiet so far this game, too.
Here's Colleague with the ball. She will try to pass. Goes to Carly Stone. On the left, Grace Tan. Open from three. It doesn't go. Rebound chased down by Colleague. Puts it up. No good, but she is fouled on the play. And Brooke will go to the free throw line.
She plays so hard on both ends of the floor. She shortest kid out there, and she's always coming up with rebounds.
Say hello to Bob Stogler tonight. He might be listening. I hear he's basking in the sun this week.
Really?
Yeah.
I looked down and didn't see him at the scorer's table, so boy, it's unusual not to see Bob here.
Riccala get the free throw line. Missed the first one. Second one is no good. Rebound, New Bremen. That must be why we're playing so crappy. Bubba's not here.
That's exactly right. Bob's not here.
New Bremen with the ball. Back out top. New Bremen trails 21-16. 2:23 to go in the Cooper Farms. Third quarter scoreboard. With the ball's Abby Thiemann. Back out front to Macy Putoff. Putoff dribbles against Kyle Wendell. Here with it now is Abby Thiemann again. Back out to Brianna Arling, who hasn't been in there much tonight. Macy Putoff underneath, goes to the right side, and there's going to be a foul called on Grace Tan. As they say, she fouled Molly Smith.
Huh.
And it'll be out of bounds to New Bremen, not the 1-1 yet.
The girls were really hustling on that possession of Indians and just really in the face of those New Bremen Cardinals and just couldn't give them an opportunity, didn't see an opportunity at all for them to shoot the ball.
Olivia Patch reports in, and Whitney will take a rest. Jane Homan comes back in, and leaving is Molly Smith. Macy Putoff puts it in play. Goes to the right side to Team Tinkman. Tinkman will pass back outside to Brianna Arling. Macy Putoff with it. Right side it goes to Abby Tiemann. And what?
Kicked out of bounds by Gracie Tim. So New Bremen will trigger that in underneath. Number five.
Macy Putoff.
Macy Putoff.
And in the corner, look out. Three-point shot's no good. Rebound comes to Grace Tim. And Grace comes down and travels. Missing that shot a moment ago was Brianna Arling. And Brianna Arling had that open three from the corner. She couldn't get to go down. But New Bremen gets it back with no harm done there. Still 21-16. What a struggle tonight. Goodness sake.
Absolutely.
Cooper Farms, third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Arling on the right side to Macy Putoff. Putoff will drive, and the ball is kicked out of bounds after the whistle. That foul is going to be called on, I think, Grace Tim. Yep. Here comes Kelly Naylor back in for New Bremen, and leaving the lineup will be Brianna Arling.
Well, we've got just about a minute, 20 seconds to play, and New Bremen has scored 2 points in this quarter.
And to Jane Homan, and she is fouled by Carly Stone, number four, Carly.
Yep, that's going to be her fourth foul.
She will leave the game, I'm sure. We aren't even into the fourth quarter yet.
Chauncey Kaiser's going to come in, and Carly's going to take a seat on the bench with four fouls. Ball triggered in by New Bremen.
Macy Putoff will lob it in. Comes in here to Amanda Brown. Now Putoff gets it back on the right. Back outside to Jane Homan. Drives, and the ball's knocked away and off of Homan out of bounds. Oh, they say it went off Olivia, or they say it went off.
Said it went off of Olivia Patch, but yeah. She fell out of bounds with the ball, so I don't know how that.
Yeah. Oh, well. There's the ball tipped by Grace Tin, stolen by the Indians on the inbounds pass. Kyle Wendell ended up with it. Here's Brooke Collig on the outside. New Bremen staying with their pesky zone. Kyle Wendell comes in, stops, passes back to Josie Kaiser. On the left to Grace Tin. Kaya should have just kept going there.
Kaya looked like
she had a straight
shot right to the basket. Yeah. I have no clue why she passed that back out.
I think she thought the defense was going to close on her, and I don't think it was going to do that. Outside to Kaya Wendell. And there's a ball kicked by Jane Homan of New Bremen. It is 21-16. 31 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Full Recovery scored all of 7 points this quarter, and New Bremen only two.
31 seconds left here in the third period.
Indians get the ball back in play as the time starts winding down. For an outstanding livestock program for your feeds, you know where to go. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Nothing beats the excellent livestock feeds from Cooper Farms. Brooke Collig with the ball down to 10 seconds. Right side to Kyle Wendell. Back out to Collig. Back on the left to Kaiser. Kaiser fires a three. Doesn't go. Rebound. Jump ball. And 9/10 of a second. It's going to go to New Bremen. Too bad we didn't get it because we would have had a chance for one more shot.
Yeah. But ball goes to New Bremen with 9/10 of a second left here.
There's Don't foul him. Inbounds pass. Long shot is no good by Abby Tiemann. And the third quarter comes to a merciful close. Fort Recovery outscoring New Bremen 7-2 in the quarter. And it's 21-16. Indians on top by 5 as we head into the final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for an outstanding livestock feed program and to sell your corn at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back. Let's hope this next quarter's better. Right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
At Second National Bank, we believe a strong community is built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. Last year, Second National Bank bankers supported 288 local organizations like youth programs, community groups, school events, health organizations, nature centers, and more. It's an honor to be a part of the good things happening in towns where we live and work, like Fort Recovery. Second National Bank inviting you to join us this year and find new ways to support your community too. Second National Bank, a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Fort Recovery throws it away to start the fourth quarter, and Jane Homan comes down and lays it in for New Bremen, and that brings the Cardinals back to within three at 21-18. That breaks a 7-point streak there for Fort Recovery. 3-point shot by Grace Ten is no good from the right side. Rebound chased down by New Bremen. Here come the Lady Cardinals. Inside, it's good. Oh, it's no good. Rebound up, no good again. How did they miss that?
I have no clue.
Kayla Bergman missed a wide open layup. Fort Recovery does end up with the rebound. Right side, Jossie Kaiser. Lady Indians still lead by 3, 21-18. This would be a huge upset if the Indians can't hang on here.
Yeah, this team is, the New Bremen Cardinals are not very good in the MAC, so yes, this would be a huge upset.
Grace 10, right side, three-pointer is good. And it's 24-18, and Grace 10 now has a total of 10 points on the night. And she is the first one we have in double figures. Here comes New Bremen down the court, and a foul on Fort Recovery. They say that we fouled Hannah Tinkman. It's on Jossie Kaiser. She's in no problem, though, with only one foul.
Yep. But it puts them on the line here for the whole fourth quarter, shooting 1-1, because that was our seventh team foul.
Hannah Tinkman steps up there. Hannah is a senior on this ball club. Eyes the basket, puts it up, got it. 24-19 now. Back to a 5-point lead for Fort Recovery. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for outstanding building materials. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. That free throw is good. And it's 24-20. Back to a 4-point game. Lady Indians have the basketball. Jossie Kaiser walks it across the timeline. Passing down low to Brooke Collig. Back out to Kyle Wendell. Kyle now to Jossie Kaiser. Back to Wendell. Wendell dribbling. Passing to Brooke Collig. Collig brings it out near the timeline, passes on the right side to Jossie Kaiser. Tried to go down to Kaya Wendell, and it's knocked out of bounds by Macy Putoff. So it'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Putoff, the freshman, knocking the ball away. Brooke Collig puts it in play to Kaya Wendell in the corner. Over to Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser back to Wendell on the left. Wendell dribbling, stopping. Back to Kaiser. Kaiser free throw line. Can't get it to go down.
No good.
And a foul is on Brooke Collig as she fouled New Bremen's Kayla Bergman, who had the rebound.
Second.
We'll will be a 1-1.
Brian Patch is going to take a timeout here. 5 minutes, 51 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
This is still anybody's game. It's Fort Recovery 24, New Bremen 20. Hang on to your seats. We'll be back in a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Well, if you were to look on the scoreboard in the fourth quarter and see that Whitney Will has 6 points and Jossie Kaiser 4, you would not think we would be leading.
Yeah, that's for sure. You wouldn't think so, but we are leading, clinging to a 4-point lead here with the score being 24-20, and I don't know what to say. There's not anybody that's playing outstanding. Gracie Tin certainly has made a couple of really key 3-point shots. She's leading our team with 10 points. Grace Tin has 10, wearing number 10.
And thank goodness for that. At the free throw line goes New Bremen. Kayla Bergman will put it up there. Puts it up and got it. Back to a 3-point game, 24-21. Lady Indians leading by 3, and Bergman could cut it to 2. Bounces the ball. She is only a sophomore. Nice-looking player. Up, and it is no good. Rebound, New Bremen. Macy Putoff knocked it away and stole the ball away from us. Right side it goes. With the ball there is Abby Tiemann. Back out top to Macy Putoff. Guarded by Brooke Colling. Putoff. Oh, they threw it away. A break for Fort Recovery. It went through the hands of Hannah Tinkman.
Huge break for Fort Recovery right there.
An unforced error on that one. Absolutely. 24-21. Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fourth quarter scoreboard. Lady Indians on top by 3. And a real struggle tonight. Almost thrown away, but Colling got it back. Passing down to Kaya Wendell, and it is knocked out of bounds there by New Bremen's Abby Tiemann. That was probably an ill-advised pass there.
Well, Kaya's been open down there in the corner, but it's such a long pass that it's really hard to get it down there unless you really fire it in.
Coach Patch is bringing his outstanding guard, Carly Stone, back in the game. Unfortunately, she has 4 fouls, so she has to be careful. Jossie Kaiser on a 3. Yes! Jossie Kaiser, a 3-point basket.
That was big.
Huge.
That was big.
Huge, huge, huge. 27-21. Lady Indians lead by 6 as Jossie doubles the lead. Right side with the basketball, Abby Tiemann. Back out to Kelly Naylor. Back to Tiemann on the right. And stolen by Wendell. Kaya, good. Kaya Wendell makes the steal, and that makes the score 29-21 and gives us some breathing room for the first time tonight, really.
Still 4 minutes left, so there's a lot of basketball to play yet.
Macy put off between the circles. On the left to Kelly Naylor, fires a 3, and she got it. And New Bremen calls time as Kelly Naylor cuts it to a 5-point game, 29-24. A lot of time left on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard, 4:22 remaining.
Yeah, New Bremen's not going to go away with a shot like that, 3-point bucket. Gets them right back in there.
Don't forget, for those outstanding Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, see your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company here in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Folks, it has been a long, cold, snowy, trying winter for all of us. But it is these adversities that make us who we are. And we at Cooper Farms would like to thank those who did the extra efforts, such as cleaning a neighbor's sidewalk, checking an elderly neighbor, helping a stranger jump his car, etc., etc. These are all things that help make our community a great place to live, even in the winter. Cooper Farmers of Fort Recovery is proud to be part of a community that cares and want to say thank you again. Remember, also, spring is coming.
All right, Fort Recovery with the ball is the New Bremen's not pressing full courts, using their half-court trapping zone defense here. Carly Stone over to Whitney Will, right side to Grace 10, three-point shot, good again. Grace 10 is on fire, finally somebody's on fire. Grace 10 with 13 now.
13 points, that was big.
32-24, lead is up to 8 points for the Lady Indians here. Macy Putoff down to Jane Holman, she'll drive and score. Nice drive by...
Great move, yeah.
Jane Holman, who's a junior. 32-26. New Bremen still hanging in there. 3.5 minutes to go. Trailing by 6. Fort Recovery, though, with the ball. Back out to Joshie Kaiser. Grace 10, another 3. This time it does not go. Rebound. Jump ball. And it's going to New Bremen. Colleague will come in. Carly Stone goes out. Fort Recovery protecting Carly. Is that 4 fouls?
3 minutes, 23 seconds left here.
Only a 6-point game. They score here. It could be a 4 or maybe even a 3-point game.
Oh, don't say that.
Right side. It goes to Abby Tiemann. There's Macy Putoff on the left. Back out to Jane Holman. Jane dribbling, passing right side to Tiemann. In the corner it goes. Tinkman. Now Macy Putoff has it into Jane Holman.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Blocked by Grace 10. Shot by Jane Holman, blocked by Grace 10, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Knocked away by Jane Holman. Ball is still up for grabs. What do we got?
Jump ball.
And it goes to Fort Recovery. Well, that was bodies all over the place.
That was a melee out there on the floor. That was a scrum.
2:44 left on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery leads 32-26, and the Indians have the ball.
And New Bremen just will not go away.
They will not. They're hanging right in there. They still have a chance. Jossie Kaiser will toss it in. Again, the Lady Cardinals are just playing half-court trap.
And it seems like it's giving us fits all night.
Carly Stone on the left. She'll stop. Pass back out to Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser double-teamed. Now has the ball knocked away but got it back. Carly Stone with it. Goes off the screen set by Whitney Will. Down the corner to Kyle Wendell. Underneath the Will, who's wide open. She got loose inside. And Whitney Will scores. 8 points for Whitney. And it's 34-26. Back to an 8-point lead again.
Good vision. Tremendous pass by Carly Stone to find Whit wide open underneath.
Kelly Naylor out front with the basketball. Left side there is put off. No good on the three. Rebound Jane Holman for New Bremen. Back out to Naylor,
knocked away
by Carly Stone, but Carly got it. She goes inside to Wendell, scoring. Great steal by Carly Stone.
Okay, I know she's my daughter, but man, that was an awesome play.
It was indeed. Right side, New Bremen firing, no good. Rebound comes to New Bremen. They trail now by 10. That is our biggest lead of the game, by the way. 36-26. Only a minute and a half to go. Surely we've got this baby in the bag. Right side. There's a three-point shot
way off the mark.
Rebound comes
Carly
from
with
Carly
the
Stone. And a jump ball. No, a foul is finally called on Macy Putoff. Missing that shot from the corner a moment ago was Hannah Tinkman. And so it's going to be 5 fouls called on Macy. No. It was Macy's number 5, so he was holding up number 5 for number 5 instead of 5 fouls. It was only her first foul.
First foul, yep. 16 foul for New Bremen.
As aggressive as she is, that's amazing. She only has 1 foul. Now they are pressing full court here with time running out. 10-point lead.
Great job by the Indians to break that really easily.
Kaya Wendell on the left in the middle to Whitney Will. Puts the shot up and scores. This game is over. Indians leading 38-26. A minute to go. Down comes New Bremen, lost the ball. Picked up by New Bremen. Foul on Fort Recovery's Carly Stone. She's gone.
I think that was on Witt.
Nope.
Nope.
It's on Carly. She fouls out. Carly can't believe it either. She says, what? You got to be kidding me. Carly can't believe it either. I think you were probably right on that. But
yeah, that was ridiculous. Brian's explaining that was a ridiculous call, but it's not going to make any difference.
Carly was shocked when she heard Harold Feely say it was on her. At the free throw line is Kayla Bergman. It's up there, and it is good. 38-27, 49 seconds remaining. Indians should have this baby in the bag. I just can't imagine.
I would think so. With just 49 seconds left, the Indians just got to get the ball down the floor, and it's probably over.
That one's no good. Rebound, Kyle Wendell. Feeds off to Grace 10 in the middle to Whitney Will. Will comes down. Just take care of the basketball, ladies. Jossie Kaiser right side to Grace 10. Grace having 13 points here in this game has been the leader. There's a foul called on New Bremen.
On number 12 for New Bremen.
Whitney has 10. Somehow, I don't know how she managed to get 10, but she's worked so hard to get those. Grace 10 at the free throw line.
Shooting a 1-1.
This could give her 15 points on the night. Bounces the ball, lets it fly. Yes, it's good. One more for Grace 10.
Makes our score 39-27, 32 seconds left here in the fourth quarter.
This one is no good.
No good.
Rebound New Bremen's Kayla Bergman. So Grace 10 has 14 points now. New Bremen with 25 seconds. It's over, folks, but we're going to finish it out here. Shot's no good. Rebound's up and good by Kayla Bergman. And timeout New Bremen. I don't know why. 39-29, a 10-point lead for Fort Recovery with 19 seconds remaining.
He's figuring out that 10-point play. He's going to put that in.
Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor is the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows. It is the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Indians had 14 points in the first half and 25 so far here in the second half. Much better offensive half, especially the fourth quarter. Whitney Will couldn't get the ball in, so she calls time.
Good heads-up play by Witt. They had a full-court press on, and she couldn't find an open player, so she just called a quick 30-second timeout.
We'll just keep it here. Next game for the Lady Indians is next Tuesday here against South Adams. And
they always have a good team.
They have a good team. Certainly this year they have a good team. And in fact, they're going to play Jay County tomorrow night. Jay County already lost to them once this year. They're playing in a tournament with them tomorrow night. So we'll see how that turns out. And then the Fort Recovery boys play two games this weekend on the road tomorrow night at New Bremen. We will not be doing that on the radio, but you can hear that at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then the Hall of Fame game is on Saturday night as Fort Recovery will host Franklin Monroe. And I believe there's two inductees into the Hall of Fame this year.
Yes, there is.
Here we go with Grace 10 tossing the ball in. Goes to Jossie Kaiser, and she's fouled immediately. I mean, come on, folks. I guess you don't want to get home tonight. I mean, it's a 10-point lead, 17 seconds to go. Why foul? Jossie Kaiser goes to the line. She doesn't mind. She'll add some points to her score.
Absolutely. She'll get a few more, hopefully two more points here.
Kaiser has 7 on the night tonight. Kind of an off night for her, and she missed it. Rebound, New Bremen. Macy Putoff will bring it down. Right side it goes. Back to Putoff. Shoot the ball. There it is. Jane Holman firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Tiemann for New Bremen. Back out to Kelly Naylor. 3-point shots, no good.
No good.
And that is your game. The Indians survive tonight, and I mean survive. Final score, 39-29. Broke the game open in the fourth quarter.
Finally started playing pretty decent in the fourth quarter to stretch that lead out to 10 points, but it was a struggle the whole game. Give credit to New Bremen. They hung in there. They did not want to give up.
We only had 21 points at the end of three, so we ended up with 18 points and almost got as many points in the fourth quarter as we did the whole first three quarters.
Yep, they finally kind of came alive a little bit there and found some open girls and got some easy shots and turned out to be a good win.
We'll give you the stats, fans. Don't go away. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll return in just a moment right after this.
This is Elizabeth, the produce manager at Wayne IGA. Did you know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? We have a great selection of items in our produce department to add to your omelets. Baby spinach, pre-cut or diced peppers, and a new selection of fresh herb plants as well. We appreciate all of your input as we work on bettering the store for you. As always, remember to shop your local store in downtown historic Fort Recovery.
At Second National Bank, we believe a strong community is built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. Last year, Second National Bank bankers supported 288 local organizations like youth programs, community groups, school events, health organizations, nature centers, and more. It's an honor to be a part of the good things happening in towns where we live and work, like Fort Recovery. Second National Bank, inviting you to join us this year and find new ways to support your community, too. Second National Bank, a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Indians win tonight 39-29 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Almost an upset tonight, but thank goodness it wasn't. And let's go over to Steve Stone with the final stats. Steve?
The Lady Indians ended up with 39 points after an outstanding fourth quarter of play by them. And they were led tonight in scoring by Gracie Tinn. She had 14 points. And then right behind her was Whitney Will. She had 10. And boy, oh boy, Jossie ended up with 7 points, which, my goodness, that's a low number for her compared to what she's done the last three games. So she ended up with 7 points. And then Kaya Wendell chipped in 4. Carly Stone put in 2. And also Brooke Collig, a freshman, she had 2 points as well. So that was our 39 points. And the Lady Cardinals were led in scoring by Jane Homan, and she had 9 points. And then right behind her was Kayla Bergman and Macy Putoff, and they both had 6 points. Then Kelly Naylor had 3. Abby Tiemann also had 3. And Hannah Tinkman had 2 points for the Lady Cardinals. The rebounds, the Indians out-rebounded the Cardinals 27-21. And this kind of says the whole thing for the game here. The Indians shot 40%, actually about 41% from the outside there, field goals, and held New Bremen to just 24%. And three-pointers. New Bremen ended up shooting 20%, and we were 3 for 7 for 33%. And boy, Patch can't be happy with our free throws. We were shooting for the game just 45%, and New Bremen was shooting 70. So that's how the scores ended up. And
I saw New Bremen only 1 of 11 from 3-point land in the second half. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, thank goodness for that, because again, the as hard as points were to come by tonight, if they would have made a couple of those, obviously that would have made a huge difference in the game. And also, again, the momentum that New Bremen had, they just kept hanging in there, and it just, I think, gave them a little bit more confidence that they could just play with this team, which was obviously, I think, a little talent-wise was a little bit better, but they just hung right in there.
They were 4 of 20. New Bremen was 4 of 20 from 3-point land for the whole game.
Yeah, tough night for them. Give credit to the Indians. They played tough on the defensive end. They really, really played tough. Turnovers.
About the same on turnovers.
Yeah, 15 to 17, about the same. I'm sure Pat is not going to be happy with 15 turnovers. I'm sure he's going to have some words in regards to that. The fourth quarter was big for the Indians. They scored 18 points in the fourth quarter as compared to 5 in the first quarter, 9 in the second, and 7 in the third, and then kind of exploded there in the fourth quarter.
12 steals for the Lady Indians compared to only 5 for New Bremen, despite the fact that the turnovers were kind of the same there. So, got Coach Brian Patch coming up here. We'll get him on the air real quick and see what the coach has to say. I know there's a mass of media here after you tonight, so we'll be glad to talk with you here this evening, sir. Well, your thoughts.
Well, we told him at halftime and pregame and at the end of the game that, we got to be ready to play. That we kind of were sloppy a little bit yesterday. We knew they were going 1-3-1 as we practiced on it all week. You know, we were prepared for what they were going to do. The whole thing is we didn't come out and execute. And, you know, that's the girls have got to do a better job of doing that. We did a great job in practice all week of getting to our spots on the floor and reading things, and we came out here tonight. It was kind of like a deer in the headlight look, and we just panicked too much. And, you know, the kids were just all of a sudden tensed up, and, you know, we're afraid to go make plays, and we just didn't move. We didn't get any ball movement, and we didn't get any player movement, and so we kind of stood. And so, you know, we told them at the end of the game, you know, we didn't play great at all. I mean, that was a bad game for us. But the great thing is we found a way to win a game not playing our best, and that's what good teams do. And, you know, they were physical and they did some good things, and, you know, they didn't want to track meet with us tonight because they knew if it was going to go up and down, you know, it was definitely our advantage. And that's how we want to play. We want to get out and push, and, you know, we're averaging almost 60 or so, 55 or something like that a game, and so we want to get up and down, and we got some athletes, and we want to get up and play, and they really wanted a slow paced game, and to wait to kind of get them out of that is hit some shots and get some ball movement, and then they got to come out and start playing a different game than what they wanted to play. And we just never did that. We just kind of panic mode and jacked up shots, and, you know, didn't do a great job of penetrating and doing some of the things that we had worked on that we did well this week. And so it just kind of put us in a half court methodical, you know, just not well executed game. And but like I said, the difference though is we were able to make enough plays down the stretch, and Gracie Tinn hit some big shots for us, and that helped us out definitely. So
yeah, and the kids started moving the ball a little bit better in that fourth quarter, started getting some open shots inside.
Yeah, and that was what we had talked about, was attack from the high post, overload sides against the 1-3-1, look diagonal when you do catch it in there, and, you know, we did that a little bit better, like I said, in the second half. But, you know, we want to be able to do that the whole game, and like I said, we just didn't do it. But we definitely played better in the second half. We responded with some intensity. I thought Joss did some great things for us. It's too bad Carly had, you know, some foul trouble, because I think she was going to be a difference maker for us in that game. We wanted to press some, but we just couldn't hit enough shots to get into it, and so it kind of hampered us there a little bit. But I thought it did some good things for us at times as well. So
excellent defense, of course, in the third quarter. Thank goodness for that, holding them to only 2 points.
Well, and, you know, that's been our calling card, all year, and that's a staple of our teams, and we do a pretty good job of doing that. It's just, you know, the offensive end wasn't the prettiest, but like I said, we were able to hit some shots and make some plays, and you're always happier when you win, and it's a learning experience, and, you know, it's a physical game, and like we told them, you know, the state of Ohio didn't do us any favors because, you know, they put us at 5th in the state, and as we told them, you know, we're undefeated right now, and you're the 5th ranked team in the state, so, granted, we didn't play like it tonight, but we're going to get everyone's best shot, and we got to be ready to play. We can't take things for granted. We can't go through the motions, and You know, that's kind of, you know, been something that we're constantly on them about is, you know, going hard in practice. That way it becomes your habit versus all of a sudden you don't go hard 2 or 3 days a week. All of a sudden now it's game time. You want to go hard. You don't know how to do it when it's time to go hard. So we just got to continue to work and continue to get better. And it's nice when you win in those learning processes. So.
Yeah, it's like you say, you're not going to have your best game every night, and this certainly was not. But, hey, you came away with the victory and got to 10-0 now on the season. You have a nice South Adams team coming in here next Tuesday. They're a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, we watched them. I went over and watched them play Jay County, and they have some real nice players. And I know their coach was here tonight and saw us, and you know, they have a nice girl inside, the Worcester girl, however you say her name. She's a, you know, nice, big athletic body. It sits 6'2", and the Dillinger girl can shoot it. You know, they have some nice role players that just get after it and know the role and play hard. And, you know, that's kind of what I told the kids in there. They, you know, they beat Jay by 10, is about what we beat them by. And so, you know, it's two comparable teams going at it. And, you know, we just got to be ready to play, and we just got to try to keep on proving, you know, even though it's. I think we're 9-0 now.
9-0.
Yeah, I think 9-0 and 4-0 in the MAC, and you know, it's just our thing is just constantly getting better and, you know, constantly improving. You know, it doesn't matter if we're playing our best basketball right now. We just got to continue to take steps in the right direction. That way, when we get to the end of the season, we are playing. And, you know, for me as a coach, that's kind of the frustrating thing is we're just looking to improve. And when we don't make strides to get better, then that's when I get upset and frustrated with them. And, you know, like I said, it's always going to be a work in progress. And so we just got to continue to try to get better. And the way to do that is to work hard every night. So.
Well, hey, congratulations. Big MAC win. Your next MAC game next week, who's that with?
At Versailles.
Oh, pretty tough one.
Yeah, we got, you know, our schedule is not easy. And, you know, next week we got South Adams in here at Versailles, and we have, you know, at Arcanum, who has a girl going to Division II, a Johnny girl who's pretty good. And so, you know, our next games all next week are going to be tough. And, you know, two of them are on the road. And so, you know, we definitely got to be ready to go. So,
well, hey, Coach, thanks for coming up afterwards. Congratulations. And don't be too tough on them in practice now.
That's how you get better, Rob.
Okay, Brian, thanks.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Brian Patch, head coach of the Lady Indians. He is relieved that Fort Recovery able to pull out a win tonight. It was a struggle indeed, but 39-29 victory. Any final comments from Steve Stone?
Well, just, again, I guess a good win. I guess any win's a good win. But they came alive there in the fourth quarter and stretched the lead out, started playing a little bit better. But, boy, oh, boy, that first three quarters was tough, that's for sure. So, again, like Brian said, I think when you have a record like what we have and a reputation like what we have, you're going to get every team's best effort. And that's certainly what New Bremen gave us tonight. They're best effort.
Yeah, that is the case indeed. I want to thank our fine sponsors you folks heard in the broadcast. Thanks to our studio producers back in Portland, Eric Catterly and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to have you folks listening in tonight, whether you were listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com or WPGW Radio. I'm Rob Weaver for Steve Stone, and we might pick up the South Adams game next Tuesday. I'm just not quite sure yet. That's kind of in limbo right now, so I'll let you know. I'm sure you'll be here at the game anyway.
I'm sure I'll be here, that's for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rob.
Final score tonight, Lady Indians win 39-29 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.